in a 3 gallons of milk. Uh-huh. See what I mean? In other words, the difference between sweet cream butter and that kind of butter is a lot, whereas that's sour cream butter. Mm-hmm. And that's where most people did it around this part of the country. Now, I don't know how they did it in the South, but around here, most all the foreign people, with the Bohemians, Polacks, what have you, Czechs and Germans, well, they all use that same system by skimming the milk, leave it sit overnight, and skim the cream off the next day. Mm-hmm. And they would take that skim milk, they would take it out and feed it to the chickens or the hogs or whatever they had on hand. They never would bother about that milk. And of course now, you could take your milk and let it clabber. Some people eat that clabbered milk, but take a spoon and eat it. You know, it was real thick. But we did once in a great while. We would do that, but most of the time the chickens or the hogs would get what we had left to skim milk, because there was no demand for skim milk, I tell you. And we run a small dairy, like I told you before, here, when after my father was killed, and I used to deliver butter and eggs and milk and vegetables out of the garden and what have you. Keep body and soul together, help to keep it together, because we didn't have too much to go on. Mm-hmm. But one time my mother bought a Holstein cow, two Holstein cows, and all the milk, it's a tremendous amount of milk those Holstein cows would give, and they were, Jersey cow would give maybe 3.5 gallons of milk, mm-hmm. why 4 gallons at most. Why Holstein would bring forth about 6-7 gallons of milk, mm-hmm. but this 6-7 gallons of milk, we didn't realize it. We mixed it one time, mixed it with the other milk, and I went to deliver it, and then the next day I went there, and people told me they didn't want it. And I cheated them, and we'd put water in the milk. I told them we didn't do nothing to kind, and we'd come find out that Holstein milk has very little butter fat in it. Mm-hmm. And so I had to pick up all this. I told them to pour this milk out, and the following day we left that old steam milk out of there, and then we was all back in business. Mm-hmm. Those days when you delivered whole milk to people, they would pour it out in the pan like I told you. Mm-hmm. And they would if they and that would they would they make butter cheaper that way. They didn't could buy butter. Mm-hmm. Although they could buy butter for 2 bits a pound. See, when you sell sweet milk a nickel a quart, they come out cheaper. Of course, some people use that milk, that skim milk. They'd let it clabber and make cream cheese out of it, or they'd, mm-hmm. see what I mean? In other words, some of them would just give it to the chickens. They all probably had chickens, you know, and mm-hmm. something, and a hog or something, and give it to them.
When did y'all quit delivering milk? How long?
Well, we went out of the dairy business when this house was built. That was about
1917.
Somewhere along there. And 18. So this house was built in 1917, but we decided to go out of the dairy business. See, we were selling butter and milk and stuff and vegetables, mm-hmm. raising the garden to our neighbors before my father was killed. Mm-hmm. And my mother built this house went right from here on up, and mm-hmm. put a little grocery store used to sit right there where the liquor store, mm-hmm. that liquor store is there. It set facing Washington Avenue.